You're listening to 1-2-3 on a Thursday afternoon with me, Bob Simpson, here on Phoenix FM. Now, the Billericay Arts Association was set up in 1979 as a registered charity to run the Fold in Billericay as a community arts centre. It's run and staffed by unpaid volunteer members. And here to tell us all about the Fold, I'm glad to welcome Angie McGlashan. Welcome, Angie.
Hello, lovely to see you, Bob.
And you. Thanks for coming in today. So, tell us a bit about yourself, Angie, and how you got involved with the Fold.
Well, for a long time I was in education. I was a teacher and lecturer and things. And then I decided to retire and start volunteering. And I looked around for some nice things to do and came across the Billericay Arts Association. So I went along and now I'm a receptionist there.
Right. And that's not all you do either, is it?
No.
I hear you're a little bit involved with some radio as well.
Yes, I've also volunteered at Basildon Hospital Radio as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, let's see. I will give everyone at Basildon Hospital Radio our regards.
Oh, thank you.
I know you do some great work and it's all voluntary stuff, isn't it?
It is.
And very, very good indeed. All right. Now, the Fold. I've driven past the Fold many times, but I'm afraid I've never been in there. So what's the building like and what sort of facilities have you got there?
It's actually Quilter's old school.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Right.
And it's beautiful inside. It's all brickwork with arched windows and things.
Oh, lovely.
And we have lots of studios and lecture rooms and lots of courses run there. We've got a nice little coffee bar there. It's a lovely venue for both shows, small shows, and also for courses. And we have yoga there in our in our studio, and we have wood turning and art and all sorts of things.
I'll have to call in and have a look.
Come and have a coffee.
Is it easy to park there? Or?
You go in through the Reeds entrance and you go through their car park. You turn left through their car park and turn left at the end and you'll find us there. There's a little car park there.
Ah, now I know. Now I know. I shall call in. Now, you run lots of classes and workshops there. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of the kind of thing that goes on there?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got pottery. We have ceramics. We have art, china painting, crafts, sewing. Stop me when you want
no,
to.
No, you keep going. Keep going.
Beading, music appreciation, art history. There's lots and lots of courses going on. And also there's workshops going on too. We've just had a really lovely printing workshop. And there's a mosaic workshop coming up soon. And we also run courses for children as well, workshops for children. There have been some half-term workshops for them, but there's also workshops for fashion and textile and drama and art. So
that sounds fantastic, yeah. So what has the take-up been like? Do you get a lot of people coming along there?
Surprisingly enough, we do. Yeah. Even though we are really quite hidden away, people do start to know where we are, and our shows are very well attended. So, we have.
So if someone might be interested in starting a course, what's the best thing for them to do? Is it just to turn up and have a look, or you've got a website, I think.
We have, yes. It's www.baathefold.org.uk. Have a look on there. There's also a Facebook page, which is The Fold Billericay. So have a look there and you'll find all the information you need. But otherwise, just drop in and see us or telephone us.
Yeah. So what sort of times is the building open to the public?
It's open normally from 9 till 4 for the daytime classes. And then there are some evening classes that go on as well. Mm-hmm. So there'll be people around most of the time.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, you've got a marvellous show tomorrow, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we've got Captain Cauliflower visiting us tomorrow afternoon.
Captain Cauliflower and Marvin the Mischievous Moose. Now, I would imagine from the title, that's probably not specifically for adults, is it?
Well, one lady rang up today asking for a ticket, just one adult. But no, it is for children aged 3 to 8. And it's 50 minutes of sheer unbridled fun. Right. Captain Cauliflower goes under the ocean, into outer space. It's clowning, it's fun, it's singing, it's everything. So I think it's going to be a fabulous evening.
It sounds like it's actually it's the afternoon, isn't it?
It is 2:30.
The tickets are very reasonable. It's £5 for children and £8 for adults, isn't it? And you do a family ticket offer as well, don't you?
We do.
Two adults, two children for £22. So Captain Cauliflower, get down to the Fold Arts Centre and see that show. As I've mentioned earlier, the Fold is run and staffed by unpaid volunteer members. Are you looking for more volunteers at the moment?
We're always looking for volunteers, especially people who can just give up a morning or perhaps an afternoon just to do the reception, which is just fun to do. It's just chatting to people, selling them tickets and making coffee from our little coffee bar. But also we need volunteers on Saturdays for when we have shows on. So if you can give up a couple of hours in the morning or afternoon, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. How can people contact you if they're interested in volunteering? Is it the same as before?
Same website. That's exactly the route I went down.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll put a link up to that on our website later on. And if you want to search for the Fold website, really all you need to do is sort of Google the Fold Billericay. You don't need to remember the web address and it comes straight up, doesn't it? So what about things like membership fees?
Well, we do have membership fees. They're quite reasonable. There are just £10 for senior citizens, or I think it's 15 for older members and younger members. And yes, and then you get quite a bit off your class prices, because the classes are, you have to pay for a term, but when you divide that, that's about £60 to £80 for a 10-week term. About £4 to £6 per session, which is really reasonable.
That's good. And you mentioned earlier on about the workshops that are going on. I've just seen the details here of this mosaic workshop. That's on Saturday the 24th of March from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bring your own lunch, it says here. The fee for that is £20 for non-members, £15 for members. And during the workshop, people can learn how to cut and shape glass tiles and then design and make your own mosaic piece.
You've read more of the poster than I have, Bob.
No, but it sounds great. My sister-in-law does a lot of mosaic work, and some of it is absolutely beautiful, and it's a good skill to learn. So there we are. Anyway, Angie, thank you very much for coming in today. It sounds like a great community resource, and I hope the Fold continues to flourish for many years to come.
Oh, thank you very much.
And good luck with all your work in radio as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.